I shall be very brief, but I wanted to thank the Prime Minister and Mrs. Hawke and all you friends of books. An irreverent piece in the Sydney Morning Herald said that after getting Bob Hawke to launch a book, I could go only to the top and approach Wally Lewis. But I wanted to assure Mr. Hawke that this is as high as a writer can go, to have a book launched by the chief executive of our nation. We have a very negative view of our nation, but it is a nation in which prime ministers suggest topics to writers instead of signing their final committal orders. And I celebrate that fact. I celebrate the creative fraternity that exists between the arts community and government in this country as well. In a nation of so many superb writers, I can only think that the high honour that's come my way tonight can be based on seniority. And I find it hard to express my gratitude to you. It is intense, Prime Minister. But alas, and probably fortunately, it's largely inexpressible. This book began as with the intention to look at the connection between politics and hunger. And whenever I spoke of these issues to politicians or aid workers, they said, go to Eritrea. Even Kerry Cibra, the president of the Senate, one day when we were watching Souths beat Manly, said, if you really want to pursue this politics and hunger thing, you ought to go to Eritrea. He'd been to the Horn of Africa. He described Mengistu, the Ethiopian dictator, as a Stalinist ratbag, as indeed he is, and he said, you have to go to Eritrea. And if God speaks to you at the football, it's, you begin to feel committed. One of the reasons this is an unknown conflict is the logistics of getting in there through the chaotic Republic of Sudan and then travelling round and then getting your material out. And nonetheless, I did find that there was an obvious connection between famine and this terrible war, which Fesahai's people have been fighting for 28 years, fighting for survival. The war was the engine of hunger and of famine in that region. And yet another aspect of Eritrea captured my attention, and that was the remarkable society that operated there. In the furnace heat of this struggle, the Eritreans had been turned into remarkable people. And I began to have some respect for Teilhard de Chardin there, his idea that evolution is not only biological, but is mental and moral as well. And I began to look forward, as the Eritreans did, to the day when they become, having been a just revolution, the first just revolution this century, which then becomes a just republic, which does not devour its children, which does not fragment. This book is an attempt to celebrate the society I found. And if it is a good book, and only if it is good fiction, then perhaps this war will become marginally better known, and with that increased knowledge will come a slightly better chance for a peaceful settlement, since all the people of the Horn cry out for a peaceful settlement. And that good man, if questionable president, that good man, Jimmy Carter, is pursuing this end. Amongst all the people in the audience whom I know, and they are legion, and whom I would like to thank for friendship, for connections of blood and affection, and for artistic help, and for artistic fraternity, I would like to mention only one, or I have time to mention only one, my wife, who shared the second time round the perils, if Fesahai will forgive me, gastronomic political, military, and spiritual, of coming with me to Eritrea. But then she also suffered the other peril that the wives of writers, or spouses of writers, suffer. And that was the peril of me of listening to me in New York last year speak with level sanity but fixed lunacy about how nice it would be to drop my portable computer with the novel inside 11 floors to the ground and to discuss how this could be done without braining a passing New Yorker. To her, Judy goes half the credit and none of the blame. And with that connubial reference, which isn't forced but is sincere, and with again a reiteration of my profound thanks to you, Prime Minister, and to you, Fasahai, for making me get on the plane to Eritrea, I think it's appropriate that we hear from the other great consort of Australia, Mrs. Hazel Hawke. Thank you all. Yeah.